Hello, I'm Marie Snyman. Welcome to Calm, Clear and Helpful, a weekly podcast series on taking good care of yourself and others, introducing you to a wide range of wellness professionals ready to inform and inspire. Today we're looking at how to assert yourself in a healthy way. My guest is Dr. Runel Leroux, facilitator, therapist and author from Centurion. Welcome, Runel.
Thank you, Marie. Thanks for having me.
And to our listeners, after our conversation, Runel will give us her three tips on living a good life, and then it will be fun question time. Runel, could you tell us more about the work you do?
Yes, I work with people who struggle with gambling addictions. I get their referrals from the helpline, and then I do therapy with them to let go of this terrible addiction. And then the other part of my job is to guide and help people to learn soft skills like emotional, cognitive, and social skills in their personal and work environment.
You recently published True Self, True Connections with your co-author, Dr. Rina de Klerk-Weyer. And I must say that this is a very sensible, in-depth guide. Could you tell us what this is about?
Yes, this is a revised and updated version of our previous book on emotional intelligence. So it is still on emotional intelligence for the most part, but we really got a very comprehensive guide in the end. And it's all about the soft skills that you need in your personal life and with social interactions and in your professional life.
And you did a lot of research for this book, didn't you?
Yes, that was quite a lot of work, but we enjoyed it. And I think we really tried our best to make it as comprehensive as possible. It's about 323 pages. Mm. So it's quite a hard job that was taken and put in there, yes.
Yeah, and I'd like to tell listeners that one doesn't need to read all of those 300 pages at once because you've got practical exercises and lots of space for self-reflection.
Yes, and you know, it's not always necessary to learn all of these skills. I think most of us have some of these skills and or most of these skills and just need something like empathy or just how to cope with conflict or maybe a little bit on self-confidence or so on. So I don't think you need to learn all of the whole book. You know, it's not necessary to study the whole book.
Yes. And I'm very excited about talking to you about asserting oneself in a healthy way today, because that is something I have not always found easy myself. How would you define the ability to assert oneself?
It is the ability to really be honest and direct about your own needs and your dreams and your plans and even your values and what is very valuable to you. So it is the ability to speak about it and to be confident about it and not to stay quiet about it, you know, to share it with other people and not to just keep quiet about it.
Runel, how does self-assertiveness help us in our personal relationships?
It is all about clear communication. You know, if we are quiet about and we don't share what is in our hearts and in our minds, we can't expect really to have clear communication and to have people to really understand us. So it's mostly about good communication, good relationships, honest relationships, also to help people to understand us, you know, where we come from and how we see our lives and what is important for us.
Yeah, I think you have just given a summary of the topic of your book, True Self. as you say, to be honest about yourself and then true connections, so that will influence your relationships.
Yes, because when we are true about ourselves, or we can expose ourselves and show our true self, then other people also feel confident or safe, you know, to share their true selves. And then we have true connections that is based on authentic, knowledge about ourselves and others.
I also wanted to ask how being self-assertive benefits us in the work environment.
Yeah, that is interesting, you know, because sometimes we think we shouldn't be self-assertive in the work environment because we can lose our jobs. So it is a more difficult one because you can't say no, you know, in a work environment if that is part of your job description. Mm. Then you just need to do the things that are asked from you. But you can use self-assertiveness to negotiate and to compromise and to delegate and to really share your opinions and maybe your creative ideas. So, and if everyone can do that, then it is a safe environment. We talk about psychological safety, and that is where everyone is safe to share whatever is in his mind in a respectful way, you know, and people are not bullied or judged for what they are saying then.
Yes. In True Self, True Connections, you're right that self-assertiveness is a skill. Could you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, it is an essential thing that we can learn to do, because I don't think we are born with it, you know, and mostly we learn not to stand up for ourselves or to be the least maybe in relationships, you know. So self-assertiveness can be learned and it can be improved over time. The more confident you get, the better you will be at the self-assertiveness. So we can take someone that is really maybe a very introvert, and we can teach him to stand up for himself and share his opinions or values or dreams or plans or whatever in a confident manner. So it is really something that you can learn to do.
That is good news, I think.
Yes.
True Self, True Connections states that we usually use one or more of the four styles of communication. What are the four styles of communication?
We can start with passive communication, and that is where you really don't share anything about yourself, and even in a difficult situation. So, for instance, you are in a restaurant and you ask for a medium steak, you know, and you get the steak and it's very well done. So people that are mostly passive will just keep quiet and they will try to eat that steak, even if it's just never to their taste, you know. And then they would rather keep quiet than say anything. But the other one is this: when you look at self-assertiveness, you will be able to say, you know, and call attention to your steak that's not done to your taste. And you can, in a nice, respectful way, just say, this is not what I ordered, you know. But the passive person will never be able to do that. And then when you are aggressive, that is the third one, you will make a scene in the restaurant and you will, you know, demand that your steak will be taken back, and everyone will know about this episode, you know. So you will do it in a not a very respectful way and maybe a very aggressive way. And that is definitely not a good way to do it. And the fourth one is the manipulation or the manipulative communication style. And that is where you pressurize other people, maybe in an overly nice way, to do what you want them to do, you know, to convince them to help you. And that is not always, maybe even with sarcasm, you know, and you are not doing in the right way. So you kind of force people to do what you want them to do.
So rather than doing it in a passive or aggressive or manipulative way, you should learn to do it in an assertive way.
That is correct, yes.
In your book, you provide an easy guideline for effective self-assertiveness consisting of two parts. Could you tell us more about this?
Yes, the first part is mostly happening inside you, and that is where you received a request or you are in a challenging situation or someone is not respectful towards you or there's a difficult situation. Then everything is happening first inside you, where you become aware of what is happening and you stop yourself. And then you became aware of the immediate feeling in yourself. So you ask yourself, is this a yes or a no feeling? Where a yes feeling is that you are quite okay with what is requested from you and you can be calm and you think it will be a good thing if you do it. A no feeling is where you feel that this person is now taking advantage of you maybe, or it's definitely not something that you want to do. Then you can ask for time out if you cannot identify the feeling or if you don't have the immediate answer. So you can always ask the person, can I come back to you tomorrow or can I answer you within a half an hour or so on? So you don't even need to feel pressurized to give an immediate answer. Then you compare the request with your values and you think, what will the implications of my choice be? You know, because there's always implications for whatever you choose. And the next one is, what will the price be that I will pay? Because if you deny the request or say no, there will be a price because the person might not like you afterwards. Mm. Or you know that you can pay a price even if you say yes, because then you kind of do something that you really don't feel up to or you don't want to do. And then the last one in this part is you can reach a compromise. So you can think, what can I say or what can I ask to rather make it a compromise situation? You know, can I ask for a postponement of this task or whatever you might think about? You know, how can I reach a compromise? Now, the next part of the process is where you need to tell the person about your decision or you need to give attention to this challenging situation. And it's all about body language. If you have a body language that says, no, I'm not very confident, and that person will really try to convince you otherwise, you know. So you need to be very, very confident in your body language. And that means you need to stand up straight, your shoulders should be back, your chin up, have an open posture, keep eye contact, don't frown. And then your tone of voice is also very important. It should convey calmness. Then you say what you have decided in a direct, firm way, but you don't give too many explanations. And that is just for the other person not to get the chance to convince you otherwise, you know. So you need to keep it short and simple in a nice way. Then you can reach the compromise if possible. And what is also very important here is you can change the subject. So as soon as you have stated everything that you wanted to say and you have conveyed your message, you can change the subject. And then it's very difficult for the other person to get you back to discussing this specific subject or issue, you know. So that is very good to know. And that will even you know, expand your confidence. It will help you to be more confident in this.
Certainly very sensible. And I'd like to ask, Runel, you said in the first part you will compare the request to your values. Say I'm a very busy mum and someone asks me to help them at a function. How do I compare this to my values as an example?
Yes, that is something that we often see with people, that they will rather do something to please other people. You know, the people pleasers are really not very self-assertive. And they will, even if it's against their values, and even if they know that they don't have the time or they would rather spend it with their children, they would say yes because they feel that they must please that person or they must give in, you know, and not really give or say what is true to themselves or what is important to themselves. And then they harm themselves in a way, you know, because you do something that you really don't feel up to or that is against your values. Mm.
Thank you. My next question is that we look at this process you've just explained, and you write that the main purpose of being assertive is to be true to yourself, as you've just said. And then the ultimate goal is not to damage the relationship. But this doesn't always work out. So what happens if you don't feel satisfied with the outcome of the conversation?
It is very important to remember that we are important to ourselves, or we should be important to ourselves. So if you feel that the other person does not understand you or does not want you to say no, or you feel pressurized in a certain situation, or maybe even bullied, it is very important to get back to yourself, you know, and to ask yourself, but what is important to me and how can I stand up for myself, not giving in to someone that is not important to me? But even if that person is important to you or that relationship is important to you, you still need to have peace in your mind in the end. You know, you still need to be okay with yourself. And that is very important to decide then, is this relationship really as important to me as what I'm experiencing when I'm with this person? Because if the person is very disrespectful and does not adhere to your own rules, then you need to decide, you know, do I still need this person in my life, or can I be without this person, but rather have peace in my mind? And that is not so easy to do, you know, because sometimes we would rather be loyal and be friendly or be still in this relationship, even though we don't feel as happy as we should be.
Yeah, and I think if then you follow the process that you have outlined, especially standing still for a while, just considering what is really important. And what I like is the fact that you said one can ask them to give you a little bit of time for reflection and you'll come back to them later. So then one can figure all this out in one's mind.
Yeah, but you know, it is very important to give yourself some time out, because when we are overwhelmed or we have intense emotions, we can't really think straight, you know. So you can't really decide what your answer should be, and maybe you can just give in then. But if you have some time to decide, you can really ask yourself, is this what I want to do? Is this in line with my values? Can I rather do something else, or what is important to me, you know? And that is very important. We just don't allow other people to pressurize us in making a decision.
Yes. A very important question. Why do we sometimes say yes when we want to say no?
I think that is how we grew up and maybe brought up, you know. We tend to think we should please people, and we tend to think we should be accepted as a person, you know. If you are not very self-confident, it is easier to decide I should always give in. And in situations, especially with family, it is extremely difficult to be self-assertive with family, because we think it's our role to please everyone or to be, you know, nice to everyone. And I think in family, it's very difficult to be self-assertive. Then in other situations, like I mentioned before, if you think you can't be self-assertive with your boss because you might lose your job, then you will also rather give in than be self-assertive. And when you feel indebted to someone and you feel that you kind of need to make up for something they did to you, then you feel that I can't say no in this situation. So there are various situations that you feel kind of maybe I should rather say yes than no, but you don't look after yourself. And what I want to to add here is it all depends on your beliefs about self-assertiveness. You know, if you believe that it's not a good skill to have, or you believe people will see you as arrogant, or it's not very a feminine thing to do, then you also might not be self-assertive. You know, it all depends on your beliefs. Do you really believe you may say no? Because if you don't, you will never be able to say no.
A quick note on what I do. I'm a content entrepreneur creating podcasts and articles on living a happier and healthier life by interviewing coaches, therapists, and other wellness experts from over the world. You'll find this content on my website, www.mariehetsneyman.co.za, and it's there to help you find just the right helping professional when you need one. The section Up Close and Personal on my website offers you a glimpse of the person behind many of the experts I feature. If you're a wellness expert keen on getting more in-person or online clients, or creating worldwide awareness of an issue close to your heart, let's talk about co-creating a podcast or article, or perhaps featuring you in a South African magazine. You'll find more information under Services on my website. Now, back to my guest. Where can listeners get hold of True Self, True Connections?
And they can order the book from us. My email address is Ronel, R-O-N-E-L, and then another L-R for Leroux at mweb.co.za, or from Rina at hdeklerk@iafrica.com. And any questions or people that want to get in touch with me can also email me on that address, yes.
Right. And I will put these two addresses into the podcast notes. And to the listeners, if you are listening to this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any of those platforms, just take a look. There will be a link to the podcast notes. And then you can just follow that link and you will find these addresses. So, Ronel, if someone wants to contact you, then your email address is the right place, but you are also on social media, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on Facebook and on LinkedIn, so they can also contact me there. But I think the better one is they can send me an email, because that I see immediately and I can get back to them.
Thank you. I think it's time for your tips on living a good life.
Yes, my first tip is to live in the moment, because what I see often is that people live in the past with lots of regret and feelings of guilt, and that those are things that you can't do anything about really when you are through those situations. And also many people live in the future, which is often characterized by worry and anxiety. But when you live in the moment, you can make the most of it and you can enjoy your life. So my first tip is really to live in the moment. Then my next tip is to be aware of your thoughts at all times, you know, and in all situations, because I think our thoughts are really the most important directing force kind of in our lives. You know, what you think you are. And I think that is very important to become aware of your thoughts. Maybe are they building up or are they breaking down? So it's important to know what you are thinking on a constant basis. And then my last one is to appreciate small moments, small successes and small blessings, because after a while we will see that it was not that small, you know, and then you are grateful for having appreciated all those things in the moment.
Thank you. Are you ready for your fun question?
Yes, I am.
Apart from personal development guides, Runel, you also write novels or romances. I'm not sure which is the right term.
Yes, mostly romance.
And now we're going to the world of the imagination, which means you needn't be practical. My question is, if you could choose any place in South Africa or another country where you could write undisturbed for a month without any other responsibilities, where would you love to go?
I think, Mariet, that is a difficult question, but maybe not so difficult because I love the sea and the coast, and I love to watch the waves and to really be in sync with what is out there, you know, with nature. I've often thought I would not really appreciate writing in a forest, you know. Maybe some people will appreciate that more, but I want the openness of the ocean and maybe a dolphin or two or a whale. And the seagulls, and I think they will be my most productive time. Yes, I would love to write at the seaside.
That sounds lovely. And if I'm not mistaken, you have a question for me.
Yes, I thought maybe I can turn the tables a little bit.
Yeah.
And I want to know if you could be a piece of furniture, what would you choose to be?
Oh, I would like to be a rocking chair.
Okay.
You know, I'm reading a novel where a rocking chair featured, just, yeah, perchance. And then I remembered that when my children were babies, I had a rocking chair. And then when I fed them, when I breastfed them, I would sit in the rocking chair. So I think I would like to be a welcoming rocking chair for someone after a long day.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. With a nice cup of coffee or tea and just be yourself, eh?
Yeah, I love your question. Thank you.
That is a pleasure.
And thank you, Runel, for touching on this, for me, difficult question of being assertive and providing such clear guidance.
Oh, it is a pleasure, Mariet. I just want to really say this is a skill that you can take with you throughout your life. It is never a skill just for a moment or just for a part of your life. It is always important to stand up for yourself and to be heard.
Thank you. And to our listeners, it was good of you to join us. I would really appreciate it if you'd subscribe to this podcast series where you download your podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Go to my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za. for this episode's podcast notes and for free articles and podcast episodes on how to live a happier life and have more fulfilling relationships. To follow me on Facebook, just search for Mariet Sneeman, journalist. Calm, Clear and Helpful is compiled, hosted and edited by me, with original music by Mart Marie Sneeman. Catch you next Tuesday at 9:00.